Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Now, that's actually not accurate, because the main thing that needs to be done is win. I was waiting for the word win. The only freaking thing that needs to be done today is win. All right, good morning to you.
I don't know if we all nod our head. We might get what we need.
I'll tell you this,
a
Seth.
Win tonight and a win get back on track Thursday night.
Let me tell you, Seth. I was doing everything I could in that stadium on Saturday night, man. I was screaming. I was doing the Ohtani chants. I mean, I was doing everything I could, and they just... So let me get to... I have two different Twitter poll questions, and one of them I'm going to tell you the answers here. One of them stuns me about as much as I've been stunned in a long time. With a poll question result. So let's get to them. Both brought to us by Armand Chevrolet. Then we're coming to you on the phones. Twitter poll questions brought to us by Armand Chevrolet. Now in stock at Armand Chevrolet. The stylish and safety pack 2026 Equinox. It has arrived. Together, let's drive. Visit ArmandChevy.com. John, do you want the Phillies or the Eagles poll question first?
Phils.
Phils it is. Who do you blame the most for the Phils game one loss? The four choices. Robertson, Strom, Rob Thompson, Phillies hitters. How do you think this poll came out, John?
Now I'm on guard for something strange.
I know you are.
So I'm going to guess that Phillies hitters wins this.
It does, with 51%.
I've been...
They face one of the great pitchers
every
of this.
Every time you brought this up during the show,
yeah.
I've thought, you know what? I think my answer might be wrong. And I think I might be leaning toward the Phillies hitters because... The guys at the front.
I know.
You're supposed to do something, man.
But Ohtani was throwing 100. Now, I wish they could have done something against the bullpen.
I'm just saying, this is my thought process during the show. So it is understandable, I guess, that the poll turned out this way.
I mean,
feels like it's, yeah.
I think it's based on last season, too, and people expecting the bats to fail.
Yeah.
And it's like, I knew it.
Preemptive supposition that it's going to happen again.
Yeah, I just thought they lost it in the bullpen. Whether you blame the pitchers the most or Rob Thompson's decision, I thought they lost. Anyway, I thought they lost in the bullpen. 51% say the hitter's most to blame. Topper gets 30%. Strom gets 11%. Robertson, who would have been my guy that I would say was most to blame, gets 8%. So I'm stunned by that. But anyway.
Yeah, you have to have run support, man. I mean,
that guy, Ohtani, man.
But they got to him early. And, then all of a sudden, he settled back in, and they couldn't hit him at all.
I'm just saying, I saw him have some pitches to Schwarber. I think Schwarber could have had Schwarber had no chance. I mean, I shouldn't say no chance, but I'll just say it doesn't surprise me that guy struggled against him. I was amazed with what I was seeing from Ohtani. I mean that. And he's tall. So he's coming further toward home plate by the time he releases that ball. He's freaking throwing it in there 100 miles an hour.
You don't hit home runs against that guy. That guy is the type of guy you choke down on the bat, okay, and you're just trying to put the ball in play. But if you stand up there and think that you're going to hit home runs off of him, no matter how great of a hitter you are, you're asking for trouble.
Well, I do agree.
And they just didn't make the adjustment.
Yeah, and it's not something they do. While they improved at small ball this year, I mean, other than JT, you never, ever see a Philly choke up on the bat. Ever, ever. And so, yeah, I agree with you on that. Other poll question.
I think Bryson Stott might.
Stott does a little bit. But not like a crazy amount, but he'll do it every once in a while. But I agree with your point.
Yeah. All right, other poll question. Do you think AJ's tweet affected the Eagles' strategy of passing the ball more than usual? Yes or no? John, how did people come down on this?
It was pretty obvious. I mean, plain as day.
68% say yes.
Really?
Yeah.
68. I would have thought it had been a lot higher than that.
Yeah, but that's a pretty sizable chunk. And, I thought it did. All right, let's get to Kenny right now. Kenny, good morning.
Hey, while I was in hold, four more penalties were called in the Eagles, and Schwarber struck out two more times.
Yeah.
What a week. Can I come out from a hole yet? Because that's why I feel I was in a foxhole all weekend, just trying to avoid every single disaster befalling us. Except, Joe, my LaSalle High School Explorers kicked the prep ass. So.
Let me tell you something. I got tweet. I got that tweet this weekend. Buddy sent me the video of the LaSalle band. You know, doing their little song.
I was actually at a party for Zoe yesterday morning, and one of the parents was at the game and was telling me how LaSalle whooped them. I was like, really? Wow.
Yeah.
Kenny.
Apparently LaSalle is a quarterback. That's what I was told.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. And what year is the quarterback?
He's a senior. He's going to Missouri next year.
Okay.
Kenny, you've heard that thing about a blind squirrel and a nut. You know that one, right?
31-17.
You know, I hear you, man.
Listen, I'm going to the game tonight. I actually have a theory about the Phillies right now because they've been so bad at home. I think our crowds are so good that it's reverse psychology. The players now want to just hear that cheer again, and now they're over trying because we are just so loud and rambunctious.
It's possible, but I don't think so. I know people are going to hate that Rob Thompson's answer was that's baseball, but I think it cuts both ways. Let me give you an example, Kenny. When the Phillies were winning at home in the playoffs, which obviously they did at a great clip, it was a pretty small sample size. Like we act like this is going to be in granite forever. It wasn't that many games.
No, the bigger thing is the Phillies had the best home record in baseball this year.
They did.
You know, that's something you can point to and say all season long they were good here.
Yep.
So.
I mean, Kenny, here's part of what I mean by that. Like, go back to the prior era when the Phillies were in the playoffs. Sure, we can talk about 08 when they were playing well at home, clearly. But, you know, 07, they lost both games at home, if I remember right, games 1 and 2 versus Colorado. 2010, they lost to end the series at home versus the Giants.
And 11, too.
2011, that season ended at home. I mean, so when they had that great home record, and it's still a very good home record, but it's not as good as it was, you know, 2 years ago now. I mean, it's only based on about 30 games. I mean, you know,
Joe, it's so, you know, all year this was building, 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 and we get to the playoffs, and we're at home in front of the fans, and
I know.
It's just such a,
that five game series.
Yeah.
That's what like,
Rhea, I keep saying it. Keep saying it. Here's what. I know. I'm just hurting right now. It's this weekend. It's just such a every day this weekend. See, and then those of you that are Penn State fans, geez, it's just this whole weekend. You just gotta maybe we just had called a bad weekend, full moon, and we're gonna turn it around tonight, right?
I hope so. Kenny, stay well, man. So when he says right, I'm not there yet to get pumped. I can't give. Yeah. I can't give, I fake gave it to you there. I told you.
Bang!
I don't have it in me right now. I'm emotionally low. I just want you to know, James. Like, it's a good thing I'm not going to this game tonight.
Yeah, I know. I'm going. But I'm with you. I feel like I think they're going to win tonight. Yep. I'm confident, but I'm going to have to like ratchet it up to put that confidence out into the world. Like, it's hard.
Seth, how do you feel? Forget, like, strategy and all that. How do you feel about the Phillies?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I knew this was going to be a difficult series. Like when I watched the Dodgers play a, you know, just whoop up on Cincinnati in two straight games, I'm like, man,
yep.
You know, it's going to take their A game to walk away with this. But baseball's a funny game, man. You know, the same way 2 years ago when the bats got hot and they seemed like, you know, they were unbeatable, and then all of a sudden in game three they couldn't, you know, hit the broad side of a barn with a beach ball. You know, things can flip like that.
Yeah.
So I'm hopeful. And we need for them to get this game. I mean, we got a four-day span right here to kind of turn the energy around.
If they don't.
Like I walked out of my place this morning, John, to come here.
Yeah.
And there was like this hazy cloud over the city.
Yeah, it feels like it.
I noticed. I mean, literally and figuratively.
There was
a hazy cloud.
For real. And I felt it also.
Well, I didn't pay attention to the fog, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But it just felt that way. Like people were walking by you with their head down. Normally people are like, go Birds, go Phils. You know what I'm saying?
The Phils.
It was none of that.
It gets scary fast.
The Phils need to dominate tonight. And if they don't. Man.
They don't need to dominate, John. They just need a win, man.
Well, okay.
After the way that they lost the last game.
Let's see them play the way they're capable.
We would love a domination, but to be honest with you, just to kind of get your footing back under you, get the crowd and get the fans excited, just figure out a way to win the game.
And if there is a – if we lose this game, I will be at a complete loss for ways to try to salvage my emotions. Like I am not preparing myself for that, but it has crossed my mind.
Yeah.
If it comes to that, boy, we're in a bad spot.
There's no question.
That's tough.
There's no doubt. All right, with that said.
But I cannot imagine it'll come to that.
Oh, I can imagine.
I feel confident
easily
that this team
quite easily
will perform better tonight.
I wish Ranger was pitching. I like Lizardo. I love Ranger. I wish Ranger was going. With that said, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
And a reminder, game two tonight, 6:08. So right here on WIP, 6:08 tonight. And, you know, if you're headed down to the stadium, while we are emotionally flat, do the best you can to raise your game as best you can because, you know, we all need it. Let's put it that way. All right, Time's Yours is brought to us by Xfinity. The sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Sports Lounge, your home field advantage from Xfinity. Watch all of your favorite teams all in one place. Xfinity, imagine that. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
Petition to just end this Duran entrance music nonsense already, please. The fact that they actually had the nerve to do a full pyrotechnic show as they're once again losing on their home field in the playoffs is such embarrassing, pathetic loser behavior, and we would be laughing at any other organization that did this.
Yeah, I didn't love it either.
I totally agree, dude.
I hated it.
When they came on, when it happened, I was like, you got to be kidding me, dude.
I hated it. I actually went to the bathroom.
Yeah, I hated it. I was so annoyed by it.
Yeah, it felt very misplaced.
I can't take it anymore. Kevin Betullo, you suck. We need to fire the offensive coordinator. The offense can't keep being this stagnant. All of the routes we run are basic. I'm tired of watching it.
Seth, is Betullo a problem?
I think the lack of creativity is a problem. And I think the route running is a problem. You know, we talked about it yesterday. We just run routes. We don't stem our routes at the top of the route. We don't drive against leverage to go the opposite way. And that allows a lot of, you know, especially on the short routes, it allows cornerbacks that are supremely talented to jump routes and challenge throws.
And it's worth saying, a lot of that's Sirianni also, because while we talk a lot about play calling, there's play design.
Right.
And play design happens with the two of them together during the week.
Yes.
And that's what Seth's talking about, play design.
Well, I mean, when you look at a guy like Sean Payton and Andy Reid, you know what they do? They layer their routes in order to beat coverage. We just run routes and hope that we win. And when we don't win, everybody's like, Jalen, throw the ball. But when you look at the all 22, there ain't a soul open sometimes.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, here we go again. Dread October. Something happens to this team when the calendar flips. The big guns, 1-for-11, 6 strikeouts. It happens every year, almost like clockwork. And can we pull the plug on the home field advantage where we're now 1-4 in the last 5 playoff games?
Yeah, look, yikes. It's. I hear you, man.
Let's keep it real, guys. Let's keep it real. The big money bats didn't show up. Phillies lost. The big money running game didn't show up. Eagles lost. Wake up. Would have been 2 wins instead of 2 losses. Let's get it together, gentlemen.
Not wrong at all. And with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The time's yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, Seth, it's a little offbeat. We got a million things happening here, but I'm curious your thoughts. If Nakobe can play on Thursday, is he a starter or not?
Hard to take Jahar Campbell off the field right now.
Yeah, I agree.
I tweeted about it last week when they talked about opening up the window. Vic Fangio's got a very, very difficult decision to make because, you know, you've got intelligence and smarts and a guy who understands, you know, how to get people where they need to be versus a guy that's a supreme talented athlete, you know, that's still learning his way. So what do you do?
Now, you could slide Campbell, you know, 2 or 3 series within a game over to edge and have Nakobe play 2 or 3
and
series.
I would envision seeing that happening because it's not like our defensive, you know, our ends and rush guys are actually tearing it up. I was glad to see Aziz Ojulari yesterday get activated for the first time, and he was the only guy that was like bringing some pressure.
So is that legit? Do you expect more of the same from him? Did you like what he's?
Sure, yeah. But I think you heard Vic Fangio talk about it before when questioned. It's a special teams deal because certain guys like Josh Uche, he plays on special teams.
Yeah.
Well, Ojulari, listen, if you want to play, you're going to have to play on some special teams. That's just how it goes.
That's right.
You know, before we check out, I just want to say this one thing, Joe. I'm a little concerned because, you know, I like to, like, delve into and listen to what, you know, people say in their press conferences after the game because I can, you know, read into it a little deeper. And you hear, you know, Sirianni talk about details. And then you hear Jalen Hurts gingerly danced around a lot of questions yesterday and was very introspective about not saying the wrong things, but I kept hearing execution, execution, execution. That speaks to me that if you show up at practice and you watch them practice, that you're going to see some things you necessarily don't like. Because execution begins on Tuesday and Wednesday. Tuesday because I used to go in 10:30, 11 o'clock at night and get the game plan, get some game film. So I got a day's jump on preparation. If that's not you, that's fine. Go in on Wednesday. But preparation and details are entailed in what you do in the classroom, during installation every single week, the film that you watch as a defensive unit and as a position. Practice, how you go through practice film and what you learn through the practice film, and then your own individual time when you take your game plan and your film home and you're studying above and beyond what's required, okay? And then what it looks like in practice. Because when I played, if Buddy didn't like it, guess what? Run it again. You know? Right. Run it again. Keep running again until I'm satisfied with it.
I hear you, man.
Now it's like, oh, you know, we'll coach it, you know, in the meeting room. And I'm not a firm believer in that because until you physically do something, John, you can mentally go through it all you want, but until you physically feel it, because you're going to have to perform it in a feel type of manner.
That's how you lock it in.
Yeah, it doesn't lock in until then. So when I hear stuff like that, that tells me that the preparation is a little off, and specifically it might be in what you see on the field. They're not practicing at the level that they need to practice to make sure that execution is locked in and everything else is clicking where it should be clicking.
All right, everyone, have a great rest of the day. I know this. Whether you do or don't will be totally dependent on whether the Phillies win or don't. So we'll find out tonight. For the first time all show, I'll rev it up at the end. Go, Phils!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.